This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 26, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The majority of the F-15s used by the Air Force and Air National Guard units nationwide have been cleared to return to service. The entire fleet was ordered grounded one day after a catastrophic in-flight structural failure resulted in the loss of an F-15C November 2nd. General John D.W. Corley, Commander, Air Combat Command, released a statement last week to F-15 pilots, weapons systems officers, and maintenance professionals, outlining the actions the Air Force has taken before returning the aircraft to service. He ended it this way, quote, "I applaud each and every Eagle pilot, WSO, and maintainer for the meticulous and disciplined way you approached this challenge," unquote. As of today, all but five of the 224 E models and 294 of the 442 A through D models in the inventory have been inspected and cleared for flight. Cobham PLC tells ANN that it has reached an agreement to purchase S-Tech Corporation from Meggitt PLC for $38 million. U.S. regulatory approval is expected by year's end. S-Tech designs, certifies, and manufactures autopilots for general aviation aircraft, ranging from small single-engined to light commuter aircraft. S-Tech is based at Mineral Wells Airport in Texas with a workforce of 180. Cobham notes that S-Tech is an excellent technological and market fit, and that original equipment manufacturers increasingly expect their avionics suppliers to provide integrated autopilots to reduce weight, wiring, and costs. Cobham also says it can leverage S-Tech's strong presence in the retrofit market to sell to owners of Atom, Cirrus, Eclipse, Piper, and Pilatus aircraft. The Houston, Texas Police Department last week conducted a secret test of an unmanned aerial vehicle for possible use in surveillance, traffic enforcement, search and rescue, and other applications. Or at least it was secret until a TV news station got a tip about black trucks, satellite and radar dishes at a remote location 70 miles outside town and showed up with its news helicopter. KPRC Television in Waller County reported locals thought the event was a top-secret military activity restricted by the Federal Aviation Administration and threatened with action. The station says a check with the FAA showed there was no TFR in effect. The department says more tests are planned. The helicopter used as Marine One, the official U.S. presidential ferry aircraft, is being replaced, but the Navy's attempt to use a modified British-sourced Augusta Westland Merlin helicopter, modified by Lockheed Martin, is running into a weight problem. Efforts to fix the problem have required such a rethinking of its structure that, in the words of one source quoted by Newsweek, quote, "we're essentially designing a new helicopter," unquote. Modifications from the helicopter's off-the-shelf equipment include resilience against a nuclear blast, a communication suite equal to that of the Oval Office, state-of-the-art missile defenses, a 14-person cabin, and an executive bathroom. The special requirements of the mission and more than 800 design changes by Lockheed have bloated the helo's weight to 2,000 pounds more than it can support in a hover. The Navy and Lockheed report major progress on making the $1.7 billion bird work. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The ISS crew prepares for the arrival of Atlantis and Harmony. Fuel exhaustion could have been to blame for Cole Black's death. And six are injured when an A330 suffers sudden depressurization. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll talk about the important capabilities and special considerations that come with GPS-equipped aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website. www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.